Tale-Tide, a supernatural fanfic written by Sparks Flame and read by Katie Hart. Rating explicit, pairing Sam Gabriel. Additional tags, bondage, kemono mimi, tail kink, awkwardness, Fox Gabriel and Moose Sam. Summary. Gabriel wants to try something a little different, and after a little research and a lot of worrying, Sam is happy to oblige. As it turns out, they both enjoy it rather more than they thought they would, despite Gabriel's inability to shut up.
Ow! Damn it, Sam, that's my tail! Sorry, Sam bit his lip, carefully loosening the knot that had caught a few stray hairs of Gabriel's ridiculously fluffy tail in it, before retightening them once it was out of the way. It didn't look this difficult in the diagram, I swear. I think I've gone wrong somewhere. He stood back to eye the lattice work of rope running across Gabriel's torso and around his arms, snaking down to wrap around his wrists and ankles, loose ends flopping across the floor to either side of him. Gabriel huffed out a disbelieving breath, rolling his eyes and blowing a stray piece of hair out of his face. His tail twitched irritably, brushing Sam's nose on each pass. I swear, if you say we've got to undo all of this and start over...
You are the one that asked me to do this,
replied Sam absently, crouching down and running his fingers along the lines of the rope, trying to find the fault. Every so often, he glanced back at the sheets of paper on the floor next to him. Gabriel had mocked him for bringing instructions, and Sam had shot back that it really wasn't fair to expect him to memorize the whole pattern without trying it out first, and he didn't want to get it wrong. Yes, but I didn't realize there was going to be so much sitting around involved. Come on, Sam. Can we just get to the... Gabriel broke off abruptly, the jumpy tension brought on by a surplus of energy draining right out of his body as Sam unhooked a piece of rope that had been caught under another, and the whole weave slid into its proper place around him. Oh yeah. His eyes slipped to half-lidded, a happy smile curling at his lips. Sam just stared for a moment, amazed at the change in Gabriel, drinking in the look of his boyfriend's face, before slipping a finger under various different pieces of rope to check they weren't biting into the skin. Too tight? He asked softly, lips next to the curved shell of one reddish-brown ear, and Gabriel wriggled slightly. Nah, it's fine, he murmured, arching his body a little to take some of the strain off of his ankles. Pretty good for a first try, Sammy, even if it did take you 20 minutes. Shut up, muttered Sam, tugging on one of the ropes a little and making Gabriel jerk backwards. I'm not done yet. Seriously? Gabriel sounded less whiny than before, more hazy and relaxed, but there was still a definite undertone of complaining. Come on, I'm trussed up like a turkey here, Sam. Just fuck me already. Shh. If Gabriel was really that unhappy about it all, he would save word. Sam had looked this kind of thing up, and been very careful to make sure that nothing would go wrong. Until then, though, Sam had no intention of letting the mouthy little fox distract him. He knelt down, picking up the free ends of the rope, about a meter on each side of Gabriel, running out from the knots at his ankles. "Don't get your horns caught in it, kiddo," Gabriel warned, amusement tinging his voice. "I do not want to be tangled in mid-air when you stand up." Sam ignored him and kept working, twisting the rope into a decorative knot before looping the ends around the base of Gabriel's tail, careful not to do it too tightly and end up with hairs being pulled on. Gabriel froze at that. "Hey," he said carefully, trying to crane his head over his shoulder to see what Sam was doing, without much success. "Hey, Sammy, what are you..." Sam shut him up with a long, firm stroke along the length of his tail, smoothing the hairs down before beginning to wrap the remaining rope along the length of Gabriel's tail in a crisscross fashion, before lifting the whole thing up and attaching it to the knot at the nape of Gabriel's neck. "Now we're done," he informed Gabriel, getting to his feet and pacing around to Gabriel's front nervously. Does it feel okay? I mean, the website said that it might be a bit difficult for longer-haired creatures, but considering how much you love me touching it, I thought maybe... Sammy, said Gabriel, voice catching a little, an almost awestruck look on his face. Sam, you found tail bondage for me. I fucking love you. So that's an it feels okay? Asked Sam hopefully. That's a get over here and let me kiss the brains out of you for being so perfect, confirmed Gabriel, tilting his head back so he could grin up at Sam. Sam grinned back and leaned down to kiss Gabriel briefly, before pulling away and rubbing an absent thumb across one of Gabriel's ears, which were loosely flattened against his head with happiness. Can't touch my antlers now, he pointed out. Gabriel had the bad habit of holding on to Sam's antlers rather than his hair when they kissed. Fucking tease, muttered Gabriel, straining his head up uselessly towards Sam in an attempt to get those lips back on his, pressing his head into the hand caressing his ears. Come on, Sam, please, you're killing me here. And there was me thinking you were enjoying it. Sam raised an eyebrow, glancing down to where Gabriel's cock was hard and curved up towards his stomach, a fairly obvious sign of enjoyment. Doesn't mean you aren't killing me. God, do you ever stop complaining? Huffed Sam, shaking his head. I thought tying you up might at least make you a bit less demanding, but apparently not. He eyed Gabriel for a moment and then smirked slightly, trying to disguise how nervous he was. I should probably gag you next time or something. Fuck yes, muttered Gabriel, hips jerking a little into thin air, a grin curling at his lips and ears perking up a little. Although, there is a way you could do it right now. He looked pointedly at the line of Sam's erection, where it pressed against the crotch of his jeans. Come on, Sam. Touch me, let me suck you something, come on. Sam bit his lip. It was very tempting, Gabriel kneeling there and licking his lips slowly, deliberately being the biggest tease in the entire world, as usual. And it was surprising Sam how much he was enjoying this. Not just Gabriel's teasing, but the sight of the fox on his knees, tied up, not quite helpless, but close. But he wanted to try something else. Whenever Sam was going to try something new, he researched it. And sex with Gabriel was no different. And, in the course of his research, he'd come across some rather interesting concepts. Things that had made him slam his laptop lid shut as soon as the video started playing, a bright red blush smeared across his cheekbones, before slowly opening it up again and watching with half-parted lips. He said quietly, and Gabriel's eyes narrowed at the tone in his voice, excitement glittering in them. There was something I kind of wanted to try, if you don't mind, I mean. He rubbed a thumb slowly along the line where Gabriel's ears met his scalp, and the fox couldn't help but lean into the touch with a quiet whine. Kiddo, he said eventually, the whole point of this is that you take a bit of control for once. Come on, I'm here, all tied up and at your mercy. Get on with the ravishing already. Sam wasn't sure how he managed not to laugh at that, but he managed it. Fine, fine, ravishing coming right up, he sighed, crouching down in front of Gabriel and kissing him, hard, nipping at his lips, which Gabriel opened with a groan. Grinning, Sam pulled back before the fox could lick his way into his lips. Circling around behind Gabriel, and ignoring the rambling stream of complaints about stopping kissing him, and about the lack of touching, about the fact that Gabriel was hard as fuck, and please could Sam stop being such a fucking tease, Sam slipped his shirt over his head, wrestled with it for a moment when it got stuck on his antlers. When he finally disentangled it, it was tossed on the floor next to his instruction sheets, jeans and underwear following shortly afterwards in a messy pile on the carpet that was quickly kicked away. Sammy? Hey, Sammy, I'm fairly sure you promised ravishing, and I'm not seeing... Gabriel really never stopped talking.
Shut up. Sam's stomach twisted with nerves, a red blush staining his cheeks that made him grateful he was standing behind Gabriel. The fox would tease him forever about it if he'd seen. But still, the sound of his voice, saying those words with an authority he'd never usually dare, and the shiver he'd seen ripple up Gabriel's spine beneath his mount tail, something about it made a part of him thrill with power. He held his head a little higher, tilting it back to display his antlers despite no one being there to see it.
That's what I'm talking about, Sammy, Gabriel almost purred. Take control, Moosey boy.
I said shut up, repeated Sam, more confident this time, curling two fingers around the front of Gabriel's face and pushing them into his mouth. He winced when sharp teeth came into contact with them, but only for a second, and then Gabriel was sucking on them appreciatively. And this way, he could feel the whimper, the way Gabriel stiffened when he grabbed the unbound tip of the fox's tail.
Sammy, why do you link my tail?
Managed Gabriel around the fingers, but Sam ignored him, stroking his fingers over the soft tears of the tail and carding his fingers through them. Finally, he couldn't put it off any longer and, with trembling hands, pressed forward so his cock rested against the fur, curling his fingers around both the tail and his erection with a quiet whimper. Gabriel's eyes widened impossibly at the sensation, and he spit out Sam's fingers to say, "Jesus fuck, Sam! Is that your dick?"
Shh. He didn't trust his voice not to shake, so he didn't speak. Just pressed his fingers back against Gabriel's lips and sighed with relief when the fox took them back into his mouth. "Fuck, Gabriel," he whispered hoarsely when some of his composure had returned to him, which he promptly lost again, when he made the mistake of looking down and seeing his dick nestled in the gingery hairs of his boyfriend's tail. He'd always had a bit of a thing for tails, on the quiet, considering his was so small and inconsequential. With a tiny, tiny movement of his hips, he thrust slightly into the circle of his hand, padded by hair, and groaned at the feeling of it, a feeling that was echoed by Gabriel a moment later, tail twitching against Sam's hand, despite the rope wrapped around it most of the way up. He repeated the motion, a larger push this time, cock sliding easily forwards and back through the silky fur. Gabriel always kept his tail immaculate. Gabriel choked out a gasp around Sam's fingers and began grinding against thin air, head tipping back easily to suck in Sam's fingers. He relaxed inch by inch into the ropes and Sam's legs behind him, body going looser with every thrust against his tail. Sam couldn't stop staring at the look on Gabriel's tilted back face, at the saliva smeared over his fingers and dripping down the fox's chin, at the white pull of the ropes on Gabriel's skin as he leant into them, at the swollen head of his cock, driving through the white tip of the tail and slicking it down with smears of precum. He had the feeling he was supposed to be saying something, talking dirty like the people in the videos he'd watched, but he didn't have anything to say, so he just watched. It didn't take long before he was nearer to the edge, the soft drag of fur against his skin, the sinful noises Gabriel was making, the heavy, half-lidded edge of his gaze like Sam's touch was drugging him. "Fuck," he whispered, hips stuttering a little. "Fuck, Gabe, I can't. So gorgeous." He slipped his fingers free from Gabriel's mouth to pet the fox's ears, carding them through his hair as he gasped and thrust forward harder and harder. "Love you, Gabe. Love you," he whispered, and when Gabriel whined softly in agreement, as if that were the only noise he was capable of making, it tipped Sam over the edge. He was shuddering and gasping, fairly sure he'd lost a few seconds of time amongst the wash of pleasure, hips still stuttering helplessly forward through the sticky fur.
and when he looked down, he realized he'd come all over the tip of Gabriel's tail and the back of his neck, a few white strands clinging to the golden brown hair there. "So good," he managed, breathing still heavy as his cock softened, because he remembered that was something he was supposed to do. "Such a good boy, Gabriel." When he could finally think coherently, and had stopped combing his cum into Gabriel's fur and hair with absent motions, he took pity on the desperate fox and walked around in front of him. Before Sam could kneel down or reach for his cock, though, he managed to get enough movement in his hips to press himself against Sam's leg, grinding hard against the skin for a handful of seconds before he was coming with a near howl, burying his face in Sam's thigh. Sam couldn't help but lick his lips unconsciously. He wasn't sure how Gabriel managed to look attractive whilst tied up, covered in cum and sweating copiously, but he did. Mind you, Sam was fairly sure that he'd find Gabriel attractive no matter what or how little he was wearing. "Shh, shh," he murmured, as Gabriel leant his forehead against the jut of Sam's hip bone, gasping for breath. "You did so well." Slowly, slowly, he knelt down in front of Gabriel, letting the fox rest his head on his shoulder instead, and drew him into his arms. It was awkward from this angle, trying to undo the fiddly knots running up and down Gabriel's back, but he managed it somehow, the whole weave of rope going loose and sliding away to pool on the floor. Gabriel near collapsed against him then, and Sam looked a little alarmed. But the next moment, the fox looked up at him, grinning wider than Sam had ever seen him grin. His eyes were still a little hazy, pleasure-drugged, but despite his hoarse voice, Sam could tell he meant every word when he said, "That Sammy was fucking amazing." The end.